Hi, and welcome to the premier podcast of the Shipwreck Souls, with your hosts, Bill Como
and Jonathan Bradford.
We thought we might convene today and give you a little bit of a backstory on the Shipwreck Souls, as it is an audiobook of a musical nature.
And we love audiobooks, but we do not love what? Musicals.
Neither of us have written an audiobook before, let alone a musical audiobook, so this was quite different. Our history of employment was in the music business. Jonathan currently has a new album out that's kind of moving up the charts pretty well with his single. It's called The Forgotten Ones, but I'll let Jonathan kind of bring you up to speed on that.
Yeah, on the charts right now, I have a single called Games People Play, and it's moving up rather rapidly. I'm very excited about that. The music is definitely not cookie cutter. It goes against the grain. It's about, you know, a time period where, you know, things were different.
Yeah, he has a style that's very reminiscent of if you were to marry Phil Collins, Sting, and Peter Gabriel, and they had a baby together. It'd be Jonathan. But
we like those comparisons. I'll take them.
Yeah. Well, it's good company indeed. My background in music started in L.A. I started doing demos, and then I graduated into doing sessions as a keyboardist. And my big break came in 1981 with Bette Davis Eyes that I arranged and played on for Kim Carnes. And that led me to Steve Perry and the Street Talk album, where I wrote and played on that, most notably Oh Sherry, which really started things moving for me. So we both have this history of touring and playing and doing it, so it was only natural that music crept into this story. Why don't you tell them a bit about the whole story? Because you're the one who brought this crazy idea to me.
Well, my idea was to, you know, I've always been gifted at writing lyric, been blessed by it, and so it's been really easy for me. And I thought one day, I wonder if I could do this and tell a really unique story. I wonder if it's possible. Could I keep rhyme up that long? Because we're talking like 50 to 100 pages of rhyme. I mean, that's quite a, you know, undertaking, like a Homer thing.
Yeah.
And so that's how it all, that was the genesis of the whole idea. And then I've always really loved pirates and the lore of pirates, you know, as a kid, you know, watching Treasure Island, reading Robert Louis Stevenson and Errol Flynn for you, I'm sure. I mean,
I grew up watching Treasure Island. I remember that was an old movie, more current at my time.
Yeah.
And, God, I was intrigued by it. I love to see the big ships duking it out with cannons blasting, mass shattering, you know, and guys fighting and going crazy. And I think every kid kind of harkens back to pirate adventures. I think it's kind of in all of us.
I think every guy loves pirate stories.
Yeah, I'd agree. So he brings me this book. It's a telephone book. And he says, you know, I know two people who wouldn't throw me out of the room if I showed him this and think I was crazy. And so I said to Jonathan, I said, well, let me see this. And so I started reading it, and he didn't give anything away. He just said it's a pirate story. So I started reading it, and I realized the whole thing rhymed. They were shorter rhymes, but they rhymed nevertheless. He wrote it like a song lyric. So when we decided to undertake this project, I said to him, what would happen if we stretched these sentences out a little bit, made the rhymes a little longer so they weren't quite so obvious, you know, and people might be reading it and enjoying it and memorizing it, not realizing that it was rhyming.
And that actually happened. What did some of your friends say?
Yeah, I've had three friends say, you know, did you know that this whole story rhymes? It's like, oh, no, we don't know.
No, we don't know. Didn't do that intentionally at all.
So it was great. And then, of course, after we got the story worked out, which it took us quite a while because Jonathan wanted me to write a backstory. He said, well, listen, he says, I got this thing all framed out, and now we've done the massaging, and we've done a little character development. He says, but why don't you write the backstory about our chief villain, Jacinto the pirate?
And what a good villain.
Oh, what a good, he's the guy you love to hate. I wrote this whole backstory about him and Captain Kidd, a real guy. And that's the other thing about this story is we've mixed fictitious characters and we've spun in a few pirate legends to kind of embellish it. We've stretched the facts a little, but just to make it more interesting and to give them a sense of legitimacy.
And we put it in a historical setting, too. So a lot of the islands are actually legitimate islands that the pirates once haunted.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun. It's, listen, we've got romance. We've got pirates. We've got adventure. We've got sea battles.
Bucks and beauties.
Yes. We've got hidden treasure.
Hidden treasure. Yeah. Ghosts.
That's right. Ghosts. Let us not forget the ghosts.
Yeah.
So it makes for a very, very interesting story with absolutely lovable characters. And we hope you'll stick around and listen to further podcasts. I know it's going to be a lot of fun, as Jonathan and I both have a lot of stories, musical anecdotes, if you will. And they're quite funny. So be sure to look for the Shipwreck Souls podcast, wherever podcasts are broadcast.
Thank you so much.
Find out more at theshipwreckedsouls.com.